In another To The Point first, we have our first kid pro on the show from Dancing With The Stars Juniors.
Hey guys.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
All right, you guys, welcome on into The Point with Kristen Burt. Just for transparency's sake, I always like to let you guys know this show was pre-taped because right now, as this show is airing, I'm in Philadelphia. But this worked out perfectly because we have our very first Dancing with the Stars Juniors Pro. You've already watched the very first episode on Sunday. And we've got him here, Lev Kamelev. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks.
I know. This has been kind of exciting because, you know, I watched you dance this summer and now the show has finally aired the first episode and everything. And I was saying it felt like a long time by the time you guys wrapped up and then it finally first aired. Did it feel long to you?
I mean, during the show, it felt like a long time because I just wanted to savor the moment and, like, because, like, it's my family and we're, like, all dance friends and we're just there for, I think it was, like, how many? 1 month?
I think taping was, like, over a month or 5 weeks or so. But you guys had rehearsal a few weeks before that, too. So you guys probably worked maybe 7 or 8 weeks or total.
Yeah.
Like, so, I know your calendar, Lev.
I was like, I'm like, I don't know my schedule.
I do, clearly.
So I guess that part was the best part, just coming on set and being with my friends, dancing with them. But now it's just, it feels like it was just, instead of 7 weeks, 7 days.
Yeah, it went by very quickly.
Yeah, it's just, that's it, it's over.
Well, this show was one of the highlights of my summer, honestly. I'm going to be super serious.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed going. And I think as people will see as the weeks progress too, there's just so many emotions. There were some weeks I was just bawling my eyes out. You guys are such great dancers. And I was like, I wasn't expecting to like go to a show and cry and then be so moved and just so much joy. And I think that's what you guys really delivered in the season. So you guys should be really proud of that.
Yeah, I guess we will be really proud of that, but it's just there's so many emotions and so many things people should experience. Well, it's not only adults because it's kids too, and these kids can cause emotions. I guess it would be more emotions because we're like little kids, oh, we're so cute, but we're dancing and I mean, when anybody gets eliminated, it's just, like, so painful, either for the other dancers. I know some other dancers in the show would rather get eliminated than their friends getting eliminated, but it was, like, really sad when anybody else just doesn't.
Yeah.
Go through.
You don't want anyone to go through it. And that's the honest thing. You probably, if you guys could all have, you know, stayed the full season, you'd be like, this is great. And we can just do one elimination at the end and someone wins and we're great.
Yeah.
I wish that was always the way it worked out in life, but that's not the way the show works. But I want to go back a little bit because I remember when the auditions were happening, a couple of social media posts popped up and we're like, okay, Juniors is like, this is happening.
Yeah.
What was that audition like? Because we saw a lot of you guys. I know I saw JT in the room and we saw Riley Arnold in the room and Mandy Moore was running the audition. We saw Emma and Sasha in there. Mm-hmm. What was that audition like?
So there were definitely a lot of people. I mean, not a lot for like a huge show like this. There were about 50 people, 50 I would say. And there were a lot of ballroom dancers, other contemporary dancers too.
Mm-hmm.
And we would pair up. They would have, because there were not as much boys as girls.
Right.
So it was more like a 1-to-2 ratio.
That's always the case in dance. Come on.
And so the boys would have two partners and they would have to dance two times.
That's actually good for you because you get to showcase what you can do.
Well, yeah. And I was dancing with, I was actually partnered up with Michaela that got into the troupe. And it was, like, really cool. And then I came in, and then I saw Michaela. I'm like, you made it. That's so cool.
Oh, don't you love that when you audition with someone and then you find out you both got the job? And I think that that's so much fun. It was a long wait, though. I know that this audition happened, and then there were whispers that sometimes, you know, someone might be cast or not be cast. And then I know that there was a long time before you guys officially found out and signed the contracts. Did it feel like a long time?
I guess it was. I think it was, like, 2 weeks wait. And I mean, I was just sitting there. I was just like waiting. I was like so psyched. And then they said that it made it, and I was so happy. And I guess it's just like that.
That's great, though. Yeah. I mean, because I think, too, having the opportunity to do a good audition, getting to showcase, you know, getting to dance twice, that's kind of a good thing, because then you can just say, I can work with this girl, I can work with this girl, put me with a celebrity, I'm going to be able to make this all happen. So when you found out that your partner was Addison, it's Addison Alsta-Smith, of course, you guys know her, season 4 winner of MasterChef Junior. Mm-hmm. Did you know who she was? Had you watched MasterChef Junior?
I didn't watch MasterChef Junior.
Have you watched it now?
I actually don't know how to watch it. I mean, I don't have...
It must be somewhere online, right?
Yeah. I'm looking for it. Like, right now I'm looking for it. I'm trying to find... Actually, Kyo watched when she was at... I think Kyo watched it. Mm-hmm. And Kyo, like, was it was so funny. Kyo was making fun of her that she was like, yes, chef, to Gordon Ramsay. Because she made, like, a dish, and then she won that round. I don't know if it was MasterChef, but I think it might be, I don't know what it was, but Kyo watched it, and he saw her win, like it was round by round, and he saw her win the first round, and then after that, what happened was she picked the next dish for the other people to make, and then she had to make another dish, so she picked, you get this, you get this, you get that, and I get this. So Kyo was making fun of her because she picked, like, the easy one for her, or, like, the good one for her, and then she gave the other people the other one. But, I mean, Kyo is an awesome mentor.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I think that's, you know, the dynamic was so important of having these Dancing with the Stars pros come in and choreograph for you guys and mentor for you. We've had Kyo here. I love him. I love his energy. And I imagine that worked out great for you guys as a team.
Yeah, Kyo's energy is, like, so big, because Kyo is super funny. He's, like, a really funny person, but with Addison there, he makes, like, a joke. He's like, oh, yeah, and then we all laugh, like, ha, 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 ha. And then Addison just takes it up a level, and then she would just add on and add on and add on, and then we'd be like, okay, let's dance. And then we would dance, and then she'd remember the joke, and then add on even more. And then we'd be like, okay, Addison, we have to practice.
How many hours a day were you guys allowed to rehearse? Because you're kids and there are labor laws in California.
Yeah, we were allowed to rehearse 3 hours a day.
3 hours a day. Just because we have a lot of fans that watch the show that they'll watch Dancing with the Stars, and the adults, 6 to 8 hours normally. So it's a little different, just always good to kind of understand that. Now, Addison was not a dancer. She was not someone who would come in with either ballet or jazz training or no ballroom. What was that like trying to teach her? Because you guys did the cha-cha, right?
Yes, yeah. We did the cha-cha, but before when we met her, I tried dancing with her, and then Kyo did too. We were like doing a little bit of salsa, and then Kyo was like, oh, she picked it up, and so we were really excited, and then it got to the first day of practice, and then we did it, and then Addison was like, she didn't do bad. That's really good. So she did really good for a beginner.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to start somewhere.
Yeah. Obviously, I did start somewhere too. And Addison started at a really good place. And she did really good. And when we started practicing, she would like be like, oh, I'm so good at this. And then it got to the point where Kyo would try to say something, and then she would like read his mind and then just say it instead of him. But it wasn't actually what he was gonna say. And that was really funny, because Addison is like, oh, I know what you're gonna say. And then Kyo's like, oh, what am I gonna say? And then she's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and then Kyo was like, no, I was gonna say this. And then Addison would be like, okay, but that's kind of like what you wanted to say.
It's in the general vicinity.
Yeah.
Was she good with choreography? Because I think that can be a hard thing for people to learn and remember and pick up.
Well, She wasn't bad with choreography.
That's good.
Like she was, yeah. So she was okay with choreography, but at first, like Kyo would just do one step, just like 50 times, so she would remember it.
Yeah, and, repetition. Yeah,
just like that, and because like practice makes perfect. And Addison would just keep doing it, and Kyo would just keep teaching her, and to this day, this is the second step that she learned, and it was the Cuban breaks, and she loves it right now. I think it's her favorite step. I'm pretty sure.
I like that.
Yeah, and she just does it all the time.
Just if I go up and meet her, I have to say do a Cuban break for her.
Yeah, she'll
do it on command.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we were talking about this a little earlier, and I thought it was funny. In rehearsal, you were saying that she was mouthing the counts.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that she was doing it. And a lot of people don't realize that they're doing it. It's just something that they're thinking of the steps and what comes next. Mm-hmm. But she thought it was funny that one of the judges mentioned it to her, too.
Yeah. So when we were dancing, she, of course, before that, like all the rehearsal time, we were like, yeah, we kept telling her, don't say the counts. But first, Kyo was like, say the counts out loud, and just like copy what I say.
Yep.
So she would just keep saying it, and she just kept saying it when we...
It became part of the choreography.
It did. It became part of her mindset of dancing, because after that, when we were like telling her just, okay, so now you got the timing right, and if anything, I will guide you through if you forgot something or anything. So, but Kyo would tell her not to count, but she would still keep counting because it was just like part of her dancing experience.
Yep.
And she would just like continue counting all the time, and she would just not stop, I guess. But there were some times that she didn't count. Unfortunately, it wasn't the time at the show.
You're like, wait a minute.
Because like the judges said that, I think it was Adam that said, like it's like her special recipe, and nobody can know what it is. So like that's like the counting.
It's
and
her wizardry. Like it.
it's part of her like little soup that she's gonna make. Like, oh, add a little bit of chicken, add a little bit of like celery.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Like 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. And she would kind of expose her secret recipe to the world now. So,
but that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
What I loved the judges. Yeah. I thought that they were fantastic in giving really good constructive comments, very positive. It was one of my favorite aspects of the show. Did you love? I loved Mandy kind of as the head judge, honestly.
Yeah,
I think she set the tone really well.
Yes, Mandy is really nice, but she's strict. She's not too nice, and she's not too hard on you, but. I loved Mandy as a judge. She was like really giving good feedback, and she would just say things that were like that were true. She wouldn't just like be, oh, you did this when we didn't. She would say the truth, and she wouldn't be too hard on you, or she wouldn't be too nice.
Yeah, she's not being nice just to be nice. She's saying like, hey, this was great.
Yeah.
Here's what you can also work on.
Yeah, she was like, this is good, but you need to do it this better.
Yeah, when you get to the rehearsal studio.
Yeah.
How was she as a choreographer? Because you guys got a lot of opportunities to work with her and her assistant, whom we love. Morgan Larson was back there. Robert Roldan was back there. Like a really great team.
Mm-hmm. It was a really good team. I would say Robert, Morgan, and Mandy are like the dream team because Mandy is such a really good choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
She would Mandy would choreograph it, and then Robert and Morgan would show it to us as a couple, and they would dance it. And then after that, Mandy would specifically tell people to either like point their foot somewhere or like straight their hands, and then she would and then here's like the really cool thing about Mandy. She would ask different people what they would prefer, like what kind of hands they would prefer, what kind of legs they would prefer, and she would just like she would get their like feedback on the routine, and then she would say, okay, I can do this, but I can't do this, but I could possibly make these hands instead of my hands. We could kind of do your hands and his hands.
So it feels more like a collaborative process. Yeah. You guys feel like a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We were like a team, and just Mandy is really cool. So is Robert and Morgan, and it was really fun.
I love that. And Morgan's energy is just out of sight. She's got so much energy.
Morgan was like, yeah, I got it.
We love her. Everything's rad, too.
Yeah.
So good. Now, of course, the first episode is aired, so we do know the outcome of this. How did Addison handle the elimination?
Well, I guess Addison was really, she was upbeat the whole entire time, and when we were standing on the platform, and like she was like holding my hand, and Kyo was there with us. She was like, "It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be good. It's okay even if we get eliminated, even if we go through, anything is really good because this show just has done a lot of cool things for us."
What a good attitude. Yeah. I love this. And you know, it's funny because we hear a lot of feedback, and I've heard a lot of this on social media from adults who are saying, "We're so concerned that all these kids are going to be so devastated that they get eliminated." Yeah. But I was like, I think kids handle it better than adults do, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think you guys are able to process, like, this is just a really fun experience. Yeah. It's like summer camp. It looks like you guys all went to dance camp.
Yeah, because it was, like, for the adults are like, okay, so this is a competition. We do this, we win, or we get eliminated. The kids were like, oh, we're having so much fun. Mm-hmm. It's like, and even if we get eliminated, the fun is never going to stop because we're still dancing. We're still having fun. We still see our partners again at the end of the show. And we're going to have it's going to be such a cool time. And it's like, we're going to dance camp. We're going to the Dancing with the Stars camp. And it's really fun.
I wanted to go. I kind of was a little jealous. I'll admit it. Like, they put us up in the balcony.
Yeah.
So I was always like, I want to be down there. The stage is really cool, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've seen the full stage yet. I guess you have if you watched the first episode, but I love the star shape, the way they did it, the way that it's raised up. Mm-hmm. It just gave a new dynamic to the ballroom compared to what they have now.
Yeah. And because it's a star, it separates the adult show from the kids show, because the kids show, it's like more about fun. Oh, we're like stars. We're so cool.
And colorful.
Yeah. And it was like all like, it has a bunch of colors, and it was really cool. And plus, we get to dance on a giant star. I never thought I would say it in my life, but I love dancing on giant stars.
All right. He was just showing, that was actually Dancing with the Stars, not Dancing with the Stars Juniors, just to point that out. But that was you guys dancing just a few weeks ago on the show, so which is super exciting. All the junior pros that they, that was your introduction. We'll run that again to clarify, that was Dancing with the Stars versus Dancing with the Stars Juniors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was it like dancing on this show versus Juniors? Did it feel different? Did it feel bigger?
Well, of course.
It was live.
It was live. So, I mean, it was different, much different, because it's a different... first of all, what we were just saying, it is a different stage, and it's more of a... like a wide stage versus a star, because like in the star you have like, you could go, here's like the middle part, you could go forward, you could go left, you could go right, and you could go back and back. Here you could just go like anywhere,
right?
And that's like what Mandy did. So we could, like, be here, and then we had this information where we did, like, a whole dance together, and it was, like...
You can create different configurations compared to Dancing mm-hmm. with the Stars, because it's a long ballroom. One thing I want to point out, too, that I thought was awesome, Addison has now started taking dance classes, hasn't she?
Yeah. So Addison just started taking dance classes. I'm really proud of her. She was put on the dance team. And, yeah. So,
at school or?
Or
maybe at her dance school or whatever?
I think so. So we came when we came back for the... for the Dancing with the Stars, the live one.
Yep.
And we came back, and then she was like, guys, I was like, and then Keo and I are like, what happened? And then she was like, oh my God, I made it on my dance team. We're like, really? That's so cool.
And you guys are a part of that.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be just, oh, I did the show, I danced a little bit, that's it. It just like, it keeps going on, and just like the dance spirit.
I love that. And you guys sort of like kicked off her little career in dance, whatever it is, whether it's just for fun or whether it takes her somewhere else. You never know.
You never know.
You never know. And that's what I adore about Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And I think Juniors is going to bring a whole bunch of that to other kids. You know, some of these kids that come from different backgrounds and they might add a little more dance to their life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people realize this, but you were in Russia this week. So
I was.
I when you walked in, I'm like, how jet-lagged are you? You just got back yesterday.
Yeah, I just got back yesterday, like at 2 p.m.
Yeah, so you were there with Elena, and a lot of people know Elena, of course, Klimtsevchenko's wife, but she's also your coach.
Yeah.
Yes.
She is my coach.
She's strict.
She's like Mandy, but she's a little bit more strict. But
she's strict. I've watched her teach lessons.
Like, a little.
Yeah.
But
I love her, though.
She's a really good teacher. I love her when she teaches me. She like, gives me really good... Her lessons are like, okay, so let me see your dance and let me see what I can fix.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what I can fix. Let me see what I can add. Lena is a really good choreographer, too.
She's creating layers.
Yes.
And we saw her on So You Think You Can Dance choreographing. Yeah. And she killed it this season.
She was really good. And she actually... So, yeah, she choreographed a dance there. And it was really cool. I loved it. I was watching it. And the judges were standing up. It was like a standing ovation. So props to her.
Props to her. Well, tell us what you were doing in Russia, because you were appearing on a TV show there, correct?
Yeah.
So what was the TV show about? Is it a talent show like we have here in the U.S.?
It's a talent show. It's a talent show, but like for kids. It's kind of like Little Big Shots, but it's like a competition.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how did you do?
I guess, let me start off with this. There were a lot of talented kids there.
Yep.
But I don't know yet. This was like, so there's this show and there's like the final.
Okay.
So two kids made it to the final. It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They're like audience votes, and the audience might vote for me. I don't know yet.
And which will bring you to the finals, and you'd have to go back.
Yeah, I'd have to go back, and then I'd have to do another number there, and then somebody would win.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, you were... I loved watching this, going back to So You Think You Can Dance, The Next Generation, season 13, of course, mm-hmm. because we know that you were on Team Jenna.
Yeah.
Yes. But going back and watching how tiny you were 10.
Oh, my God.
You were so tiny and cute.
Yeah.
But you were talking about you were born in France, you lived in Russia. How old were you when you came to the U.S.?
I actually didn't live in Russia.
You didn't, but did you go to Russia, or you're Russian? Is that how it was described?
Yeah, my family is Russian.
But you're born in France.
I was born in France. I actually, for this show, I think we went there for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for 4 days.
So you've been to Russia for 4 days? Is that it?
No, that's like the second time I've been to Russia.
Okay.
Because the first time I've been to Russia, I've been there for, I mean, less than a month.
Okay.
So a little less than a month, but I mean, what I think it is that I was born in France. I lived there for like a year or so. Then I moved to Czech Republic.
Oh.
Yeah, so I lived in Czech Republic, and then I moved to America. So when I moved to America, I was 5 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. How many languages do you speak?
So I speak two languages fluently, mm-hmm. Russian and English. Mm-hmm. And I used to speak Czech mm-hmm. Fluently, but I kind of forgot
it. You lose
it.
A little bit when you're not there.
Yeah, I forgot it. So I guess the best way to learn a language is, of course, to be in the environment with the people that know the language.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you are done with high school. You are in college officially.
Yeah, I'm actually in
college. Remind everyone that you're in college. Yes. Yeah. Are you a freshman or sophomore?
I'm a freshman in college. So
and you are... Yeah. 12, almost 13.
Yes. I'm actually turning 13 next week.
Yay. Happy birthday.
So, thanks. So there's this thing called the CHESPE. It's the California High School Proficiency Exam. Almost couldn't say that right there.
You got it, though. And you passed it.
Yeah. I passed it. So there are like four steps or... Yeah, four. So there, you have to write an essay, English, and I mean, yeah, English, another English, and math. So okay. Two English, a math, and an essay.
And then an essay.
Yeah.
So are you taking classes or are you doing online classes with college?
I'm taking online classes.
Online. So I didn't know if you were sitting in a classroom now with a bunch of 20-year-olds.
No.
And they're like, oh my gosh,
oh my
we have
God,
an almost 13-year-old.
Doing here?
What's he doing here? How's college going so far?
It's going good. I'm almost done with my first semester.
What classes are you taking?
I am taking political science.
Ooh.
And I am taking English 101.
Fantastic. Those are great courses. And here's what I also want to just point out to a lot of people, and they may not realize, especially we live in the entertainment industry here in LA, this is kind of important when it comes for you, when it comes to working, because you don't have to have an on-set teacher.
Yeah, I don't have to have a teacher, and I could work like...
Longer hours.
Longer hours, yeah.
Makes you more employable.
Yes.
Yes. It's a good thing. It is a good thing. So a lot of people are always asking you about like the child labor laws and everything else. I always have a lot of questions. So I was like, this is a good moment to kind of like point out something like that. Because I think it's kind of interesting when you mm-hmm. get the inside scoop on something like that. You know, so many of you were working on So You Think You Can Dance and then came forward to Dancing with the Stars Juniors. What does that mean to you guys? Because I think some people didn't love the concept with So You Think You Can Dance. And I believe that Juniors is a better developed concept of what So You Think was doing. And I love that no matter how you feel about season 13, look who we discovered. I mean, so many of you guys either auditioned, made it to the Academy, some made it onto the live shows. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was a really big stepping stone for, like, anybody's career. And because of this, I guess it might be...
little baby.
Yeah, I'm right
little
there.
Baby, Lev.
Yeah, that was little baby me. As you could see, I was auditioning, and I got tickets. Everyone gave me a ticket. Jason, Paula, and Nigel gave me the tickets.
To the Academy,
to the Academy. And when I made it to the Academy, I was really nervous because there were a lot of good dancers there. Mm-hmm. And, I guess, so it's Dancing with the Stars Juniors it's a really good concept for the show because there are kids... partnered up with other kids that are professionally mentored by other adults.
Yeah, and I think that the audience, like the dance audience, a lot of us were already familiar with many of you.
Yeah.
And I think that that is what was exciting. When I saw the cast list, I was like, mm-hmm. well, this is great. Like, we know Lev and we mm-hmm. know JT and a lot of people knew Sage. And I think that that is Artion, too, you know, we don't want to forget some of these kids come from America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of us, we're like, this is amazing because we know that these pairings are going to be good for the entire season. So
yeah, because it's just really cool to see other people that you already saw in other places. There's a little difference with new faces and old faces. Because, like, if you see a new face, you don't really know them yet. I guess you're just like, oh, like, maybe he's good, maybe he isn't. Or maybe she's good, maybe she isn't.
Get to know the personality.
Yeah. Before, like, on So You Think You Could Dance, if you could see them there, it was, like, really cool for other people to see who they were. And I guess So You Think You Could Dance, like, did a really good job of describing the kids' personalities and just
they had a good eye for talent.
Introducing them to the audience.
Yeah, a really good eye for talent. And, you know, even people who aren't on Juniors, they're still out there working and things like that. I mean, Kida, who won So You Think that season, it has like, I don't know, 5 million followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He's got a new show coming up on Nickelodeon. So it's just a lot of exciting things. And it makes me really happy to see you guys, you know, out there and really doing a great job. What are your goals? I mean, you're so young. You're in college. You know, you're killing it. You're on a network show. What are your dance goals? Bigger goals in acting, too?
Well, of course, I do want to be a world champion. That'd be really awesome. I go to dance competitions, and there's actually a dance competition coming up called Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Dance Sport, and I'm actually going to be there, so if anyone wants to come.
Who's your partner? Because you have a new partner, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, her name is Michelle. Okay. Yeah, so we just started dancing together.
How's it going?
It's going really good. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. Yeah. I'm excited to see you and your new partner dance.
Oh, thank you.
I know, because it's always exciting when you have a new partner and you see the possibilities of where you guys can go.
Yeah, I'm excited too to dance with her, and I guess we'll see the results. And another goal of mine is probably to share with other people what dancing is like. So other people could start dancing and not just think it's like, oh, that's weird. It's like, oh, it's for girls. Oh, it's like, I don't like it. Oh, I don't want to watch that. Oh, let's just watch something else.
You talked about that. And so you think it, you were like, I was teased at school by some of the guys.
Yeah. Because like, there was a school talent show and the other kids were like, oh, you have a girl costume and you're going to dance. Like, you're going to hold hands with a girl. Oh, my God. I was like, what? Did you ever hold hands with a girl before?
Are you on national TV?
Exactly.
Are you on ABC? No.
No.
I know. And, you know, I always hope that that stigma with boys and dance goes away. But I feel like it's getting better. A lot of boys will go and at least do hip hop. And I know you're a good little hip hop dancer.
Thank you.
But I feel like sometimes with ballet, ballroom, I think it happens in figure skating to men too. And I'm like, those stigmas need to just go away. It's you guys are athletes.
It's like, it's different because hip hop is more like bah bah. It's like, I guess because even when girls do hip hop, people are okay with it too.
Totally fine.
Yeah, when boys and girls do hip hop, it's like, oh, that's so cool. Like even when they do it together, that's good. That's like really cool. But when like boys do ballroom, I guess it's better now because there are so many TV shows that include ballroom, and people are getting to know it more, and people are getting to see how cool it is,
how strong you guys are,
and how amazing ballroom is when you start learning it.
I love that. And do you want to go to Blackpool?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of my first dream. It relates to that, and so I mean. First goal. It's like my first goal. I do want to win and I want to be the world champion. That's going to be really, really cool.
You're going to do it.
And thanks. Blackpool is, so for people that don't know Blackpool is a world dance competition where people come and dance. And there are a lot of dances, a lot of heats. Heat is a dance, and a heat is a number of, is an amount of dances where people, two people, partners, dance together, and there are championships and there are single dances. Championships are usually more hard because other people are in there, and single dances, there are less people. yep. there. And single dances are just, is just one dance. Like, you dance one dance and you get a place for that one dance.
Right.
In championships, there you dance three, four, or five dances and you get an overall score.
It's competitive. And yeah. it's in the most gorgeous location.
Yeah.
Yes, at the ballroom mm-hmm. there is just stunning. And everyone dresses up very elegantly, yes. too, which is even better. So, mm-hmm. well, believe it or not, we are out of time.
Wow.
I know. It went by quickly. I told you it was going to yeah. go quickly. Mm-hmm. But for people who want to follow you on social media, especially now that you've been my first guest from Dance with the Stars Juniors, let everyone know, you can talk right into that camera, where they can find you.
Okay, you can find me on Instagram at It's Me Lev.
That's super easy.
Yeah.
It's Me Lev.
It's Me and Lev.
I love it. And hopefully we will, there'll be a season two for juniors. We don't know yet, but
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I feel like it
I
should
am
be
too.
A, I feel like it'd be a really fun summer show too. But
I feel like it would.
Yes, and
yeah.
live.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
If we ran the world.
Yes, if we ran ABC.
We don't make those decisions, yeah. though. But in the meantime, we're going to enjoy mm-hmm. all of season one. And we just want to thank you so much for joining us. You've been a total
thank
delight.
Thank you
and
very
it's been
much.
So much fun watching you over like the last couple years like grow yeah. and just go out there killing
yeah.
the dance game.
Thank you.
You bet.
I'm really happy to be here on the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Lev.
Thanks.
All right, you guys, we will be back next Tuesday. That is October 16th, and we have a return guest. We have Miss Val, if you know UCLA Gymnastics. That is Valerie Condos Field. She's coming in to talk about her brand new book. We are so excited to have her back, and go and read it ahead of time. It is available on Amazon right now. We want to thank Popcorn Talk and Dance Network for hosting. And, of course, for all of your dance news, visit dancenetwork.tv. We'll see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals. When